For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
On April 2nd, the U.S. will send trading partners in the T-lands a proposed tariff rate, likely leading to negotiations to arrive at a single country-specific tariff for all imports. The rate will vary widely. For some countries, the new rate will be based on a low percentage reciprocal tariff. In other instances, value-added sales tax and fees may be included when calculating the total duty. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said on March 13 that U.S. trading partners will have an opportunity to avoid country-specific tariffs by lowering their own tariffs or addressing other grievances. Bessent said, quote, "What's going to happen on April 2nd is that each country will receive a number that we believe represents their tariffs. So for some countries, it could be quite low. For others, it could be quite high," end quote. President Trump has repeatedly said that tariffs should be adjusted so that, quote, "what they charge us, we charge them," end quote. The exceptions are China, Canada, and Mexico, which face 10 to 25% tariffs. Reciprocal tariffs are bad news for India, which imposes 100% basic customs duty plus a 10% social welfare charge on all tea imports. India is the most highly tariffed major economy in the world. The U.S. and India are currently discussing eliminating peak tariffs of 100 to 150% on whiskey, for example. Data journalist Katerina Buchholz at market research firm Statista writes that, quote, "A look at the World Trade Organization tariff chart for the country, India, reveals very high average rates for beverages and tobacco, including alcoholic beverages, oil seeds, sugars, cocoa, tea, coffee, and spices," end quote. Statista published a chart of protectionary tariffs applied to selected imports to India by most favored nations' trading partners in 2023. Beverage tariffs averaged 74.5%, while tariffs on tea, cocoa, coffee, and spices averaged 47.6%. The rate for sugar and confectionery is 51.5%, and for fruit and vegetables, 34.6%. During the Biden administration, Canadian tariffs for U.S. goods were very low, with most products entering the country duty-free under the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. According to World Tea Data, the average tariff on all imports from the U.S. was 2.07%, while the average effective tariff on Canadian goods entering the U.S. was 2.4%. Canada, however, charges a general sales tax, a digital service tax, and provincial taxes in addition to tariffs. Kenya charges a 16% VAT plus a 3% declaration fee and a 2% railway development levy. France charges a 20% VAT. Germany charges a 19% VAT and Japan a 10% VAT. Italy imposes a 22% value-added tax, the highest in Europe. Ireland's Prime Minister Michael Martin told Reuters that the European Union will, quote, "take a bit of time," end quote, to respond to the new reciprocal tariff rates. Quote, "I believe the EU will adopt a strategic approach," end quote, Martin told Ireland's parliament. Ireland is among the EU countries most exposed to increased tariffs. The resumption of missile and airstrikes on Yemen-based Houthis on March 15th has presented a significant challenge to tea logistics as first flush teas are en route to market. The situation will increase delays for tea shipments from regions such as Darjeeling, impacting freshness and supply chain efficiency. The rerouting of tea from Calcutta to Amsterdam via the Cape of Good Hope adds 15 to 20 shipping days. which increases costs to between $7,000 and $9,500 per container. Fuel expenses for an extra 2 weeks at sea rise by $900,000 to $1.8 million, depending on the vessel. The cessation of hostilities between Israel and Hamas on January 19th improved safe transit conditions, typically limited to bulk and low-value cargo. Since February, 47 ships, including six owned by the U.S. or U.K. firms, have navigated the Red Sea safely. Egyptian's president reports that monthly revenue losses have escalated to $800 million, however, contributing to a projected $7 billion decline in 2024. Due to ongoing security concerns, major shipping companies such as Maersk, MSC, and Mitsui OSK continue to avoid the route. War risk premiums have increased significantly by as much as 2% of the ship's value for transit. Several workarounds have been implemented due to delays in sea shipments from East Asia, South Asia, and Africa following the initial missile attacks in November 2023. Air freight volumes from India to Europe have increased by 40% since February 2024, exceeding the 2019 weekly average. Rates have risen to $3.50 per kilogram for shipments greater than 1,000 kilos, a 158% increase compared to December 2023. Rail transit usage has also increased for routes from Bahrain and Dubai via the UAE-Israel land corridor, which connects Dubai's Jebel Ali port to Israel's Haifa port through Saudi Arabia and Jordan. Dubai remains the largest tea re-exporter by volume. Growers in Africa, India, and Sri Lanka are also targeting South Asian markets, leveraging shorter and more secure shipping lanes. With the ceasefire ended, Israel has deployed ground forces into Gaza, and U.S. forces have initiated airstrikes targeting Houthi infrastructure, including launch sites and weapons storehouses. The U.S. Department of Defense has stated that operations will continue indefinitely until the threat to international shipping is neutralized. TBiz correspondent Rupak Goswami filed this report on a new study from the Chinese National Birth Cohort that suggests maternal tea consumption during pregnancy may significantly enhance children's cognitive development. The research, recently published in the peer-reviewed journal Scientific Reports, analyzed data from 1,423 mother-child pairs and found that drinking tea, especially during the second and third trimesters, was linked to improved cognitive, fine motor, and gross motor skills in children at 36 months. Reproductive-aged women habitually consume tea and coffee, thus the potential effects of their consumption on women and their children deserve attention. Researchers from Anhui Medical University and Nanjing Medical University conducted the study, which assessed children's cognitive abilities by using the Bayley scales of infant and toddler development. To understand the effects of maternal tea consumption, scientists grouped expectant mothers based on their tea drinking habits throughout pregnancy and identified distinct trajectories. Findings revealed that mothers who consistently drank tea across all three trimesters had children with the highest cognitive scores. Interestingly, those who drank tea in only the first trimester saw no comparable benefits, suggesting that the second and third trimesters are key developmental windows where maternal tea intake can positively influence fetal brain development. Despite tea and coffee containing caffeine, the study found no significant association between maternal coffee consumption and children's cognitive development. Researchers speculate that tea's additional bioactive compounds, such as polyphenols and flavonoids, may contribute to the observed benefits. These compounds are well known for their antioxidant and neuroprotective properties, potentially aiding brain development in utero. Tea, mainly green and black varieties, contains neuroprotective catechins, which have been linked to improved brain function. Some studies suggest that these compounds can reduce oxidative stress, enhance memory, and support neural connectivities, factors that may explain why tea-drinking mothers had children with higher cognitive abilities. As scientific interest in maternal nutrition continues to grow, this research underscores the potential for everyday beverages to influence early childhood development in meaningful ways.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.